Good morning and shalom. This morning we want to thank God for our lives because God has added us yet another day. Father, we glorify you because every day you give to us is meant to serve you, is meant to worship you, is meant to make you known everywhere we go through what we say, through what we do, and through what we are. And so we continue to ask that you may reveal yourself to us. This morning, we are looking at the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2, and we want to look at from verses 9 all the way to 16. Now, when we looked at the book of 1 Corinthians, we discovered the Church of Jesus Christ had a problem of understanding the message of the cross. And because of not understanding the message of the cross, they went into divisions. They started mistaking the preacher instead of the message. They started appreciating the messenger more than the message. They also failed to understand the praise of the wisdom of the Spirit of God and the partnership of the Holy Spirit with the human factor, with the human agency. And so they divided. So last time, we were looking at the praise or the three types of wisdoms that are available for the Church of Jesus Christ. And we discovered that there is the wisdom that comes from the human agency. And also, number two, the wisdom of the ruler of this world. That is the wisdom, that is the dark wisdom, the sensual wisdom. And then there's the wisdom from the Spirit of God. That's what we discovered. So today, we want to dig deep into understanding the wisdom from the Spirit of God. What is the wisdom of the Spirit of God? And how can we partner with this wisdom? We want to describe the truth revealed about the message of wisdom of the Spirit of God to the Church of God in Corinth. Let's read from verses chapter 2, from verses 1, from verse 9 to 12. From 9 to 12. What did Paul say here? Of course, yesterday we had already seen that these types of wisdoms, the three. And now we want to look at this deeper into one. So you talked about the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our Lord, our glorious Lord. That's the wisdom of the people of the world. Let's look at the wisdom of God or the message. This is what the scripture mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. That's for the church. But it was to us that God revealed, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches out everything and shows out God's deep secret. No one can know a person's thought except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thought except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. So Paul really described the message or the wisdom
that come from the Spirit of God. First, he said that there are things people have not heard, there are things people have not seen, and there are issues that people have not, they have not even come to the mind of the Corinthians. But then he said, these things are the things that God has prepared for the church. But then he said, how do these things come from the mind of God and even to the mind of the church? He said, the only one thing, of course, they are up here said, some people think that there's a possibility that the knowledge of the leaders can help, or the wisdom of the rulers of this world can help, and the knowledge of the Spirit of God. So Paul is narrowing down and saying, the only way that the church can be able to understand the things that God has freely given is only through his own Spirit. And so he said that these things that has not been seen or heard or enter into the mind of a person or the church, the Lord has prepared for them, and they can only be known through the Spirit. And then he says this, it's only the spirit of man can that can understand the mind of a man. And he compared and said, for the same reason, it's only the Spirit of God that can be able to search and understand the things that are of God, the thoughts of God for the church, the vision of God for the church. And God, and Paul says that these things, they can, God can, you know, they can reveal. God has given us his own Spirit. You see, this is the most important thing, that God has given us the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God can come into our hearts, can dwell in our hearts, so that we understand the things of God. So today, we continue to literally say, we need to know the ministry of the Spirit of God in our lives. And then, having said that, that the Spirit of God can dwell in our hearts, we want to say the second point, then how can the preacher partner with the Spirit of God in helping the church of Christ to understand the things that have not seen? Let's talk about the partnership. From verses 12 to 16, or second, or First Timothy, I mean First Corinthians chapter 2, it says, and we have received God's Spirit, not the world spirit. There's a partnership. So we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. So Paul is saying, though we have got human wisdom, we can only, we are allowed as ministers to build up the church when we partner with the Spirit, or with the wisdom of the Spirit of God. So Paul says, when we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit. You know, it's given to us by the Spirit. That is, we partner with the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. So there are some spiritual truths that the church has not yet seen or understand or even seen. And for the preacher to make it known to this church, he can only do that when he partners with the Spirit of God, so that he can use the Spirit's word to explain spiritual truths. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thought? who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. So Paul is concluding this great point by making us known that the things that we can know from God, from the Spirit of God, from the mind of God, is through the Spirit of God, through the messages or the wisdom taught through the Spirit. And even if we hear it from the minister, it must be a minister who partners with the Holy Spirit, because he can say that we can only understand the things or the truth of the Spirit or through the Spirit of God. And so we as ministers, we need to partner with the Holy Spirit so that whatever we preach to the people, we can people can understand from the Spirit, from God's Spirit through our spirits. And then, therefore, this one, it would make us then to say, what kind of leaders do we have? And that's what we are going to keep on understanding from tomorrow, whether we are leaders, all men of God, who hears from the Spirit or from hear from the world of, or whether we hear from the rulers of this world. Father, we pray as leaders, as Paul, and as Apollos, as servants, as ourselves today, that we will only partner with the Holy Spirit to let the church know what God has freely given them. Father, forgive us for the time we have spoken through our own wisdom and from the wisdom that come from this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and believe. Amen.